89, I believe. 1889. Yeah, that's when he came here.
They came here when there wasn't anybody here but the Indians.
That's right.
And those first white people that come over there around Saddle Mountain.
Oh, I bet that was a delight. Your father's father?
John.
Born?
Sorry, I don't know. I'm not much of a historian when it comes to family records.
Education?
I think he was fairly well educated, if I remember right. I'd say equivalent to high school anyway.
You know, that was a pretty good education when you consider
so.
That these kids learned,
yes.
learned a job as well.
Yes.
And now they get through high school and it's supposed to prepare them for a
yes,
job.
That's right.
Girls go to college and study home economics.
Yeah. Look for a husband.
Yeah. But this stuff was all taken for granted.
That's right.
Well, they came in here from the east, from Arkansas.
Well, they came from Louisiana first.
Louisiana.
A bunch of Scotchmen, a couple of brothers, landed on the Louisiana coast from Scotland. There's not very many of us. We have one, Sam Reed, went roping last night, Big Springs. He's some distant relation. That's two of the brothers, Big Springs, Texas. There's two brothers. My grandfather's father and his brother came and one of them apparently has drifted one to the north into this area.
Mm-hmm.
His son of the generation. Many of them in Arkansas yet. And then this bunch of people are located in Big Springs, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I met them in 1938, the first I knew they existed.
Hmm.
And so last night, the show, one of those boys, when that rope down there, tied his calf in 13-6. This big rough calf did a nice job with it. We were roping calves in Memphis, Texas, in 1938. And there was 55 calf ropers there. And we called our entrance fees in. Boy, Fred and I rope splits all the time, and we left here that morning going into Memphis, and we got in there, and so we went up to the where it rested and asked them, we know we had our horse and trailer, both roped off the same horse. And I said, what time does this show start? And he said, well, it starts at 2 o'clock. And I said, well, we're Reed and Summers from Oklahoma. What time do we come up? He said, Olin Reed, and I said, yes. Yeah, and Frank Summers, I said, yeah. He said, you won't rope till tonight. Splitting the ropers in two go-rounds, 3-day show. So we put our horse up, and I came back down to in the arena, and the roper's name was up on the board. The first roper up was Owen Reed. And it's a little confusion, you know. R-E-I-D, just identical. Yeah, well, that happens a lot of times, see. So I went back to that window, and I said, fella, thought you said it wasn't going to rope this evening. Well, he said, you're not. I said, you're Olin Reed. I said, that's right. Well, he said, we got an Owen Reed. And I said, I see you have. And I had none of you misspelled that name. No, he said, there's an Owen Reed here. So I forgot it. So we had showed pretty well. We'd win a couple of go-rounds in it. And then this guy came to me. And we was sitting out there. And he came to me and he introduced himself. And he said, where are you from? I said, I'm from Oklahoma. So he went to talking, and pretty soon he said, what was your grandfather's name? And I said, John.